Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu. Welcome to Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today we have Jackie Henricher, who is the CEO of Bushute, who is doing so many interesting things with respect to pioneering some of the innovations that we need to help solve some of our environmental problems. And she is here to educate us on what she describes as a no-brainer solution. And having read through her website, learning all about bamboo, I agree. It is kind of a no-brainer solution. So if you care about the environment, start looking at some bamboo products. If you care about the environment, listen to the show because you'll learn some interesting information that you probably didn't know about bamboo. So welcome, Jackie.
Thank you, CJ. Great to be here.
I was kind of shocked. It's great to have you. I was shocked at all the different uses of I was shocked about all the environmental benefits of bamboo. I knew that it was a sustainable fiber, but I didn't know all the other pieces about it. So help educate the listeners about kind of the virtues of bamboo.
Well, yeah, bamboo has incredible attributes. It's great for a lot of things, and many of us as consumers buy many bamboo things in the United States, what we don't typically realize is that none of those products are made in the United States. They're typically made mainly in China, for instance, and brought into the United States. And all of that is being done through harvest of very old bamboo forests in China, which are, you know, not necessarily sustainable and dwindling somewhat, but literally thousands of things can be made out of a single group of plants, which are, bamboos are actually grass, giant grass.
Mm-hmm.
And very versatile.
So anything you were saying earlier, it's like any fibrous thing, whether, I know I've seen bamboo wood products, so hardwood floors, bamboo furniture, I've seen clothing made out of bamboo. Is it virtually any fibrous type of thing can be a bamboo item?
Yeah, it has such a unique fiber character. Looks a little like hardwood fiber, and also looks like, for instance, a softwood type fiber, which is a little bit longer fiber. So you have all this hardness and you have softness, which allows bamboo to be made into things like all kinds of paper products, and then as versatile as the textiles you might wear a t-shirt made out of bamboo. So it's the fiber characteristic of bamboo that makes it very unique and lends itself to so many products. Everything from the chopsticks you use at lunch to the floor in your yoga studio.
Interesting. So the fibers, I don't know enough about fiber. So there's the softness that the soft kind of part of the fiber can be used for clothing, and I assume the outside hard, you know, when you look at a bamboo, the hard pieces around it are used then for the yoga floor. Is that how they divvy up the plant?
Yeah, basically. It is a bit complex, but when you think about, you know, what we used to do to make paper when we were kids, you know, you'd mm-hmm. mash up stuff and throw it in water and then put a screen underneath it. So that's a finer
yes.
process.
Right.
But flooring is more of a dimensional lumber process, so we're actually using it, not breaking down the wood and the cane as much. So it's just incredibly significant how many things you can actually do with a single plant. In particular, there are some very, you know, commercially valuable species of bamboo that lend themselves to this, and they're not, you know, tiny bamboos. They're big, huge, tall forestry bamboos that grow 100 feet tall or more and have very large canes, 8-10 inch diameter canes. So
wow.
They look and act like forestry, and
wow.
that allows that allows them to be harvested and utilized in significant ways for a multiplicity of products.
Interesting. So why is bamboo so great for the environment? I was surprised by reading all the different stats on your website, but tell us.
Well, bamboo, many of the bamboos that are commercially valuable are also, as I just mentioned, very giant, and those giants are the fastest growing plants in the world. So some of these bamboos are, I think, one in two fastest growing plants in the world, which means that they're constantly pushing biomass, meaning growth. Mm-hmm. And just the simplicity of that process means that they're going to take in CO2 and release oxygen. And so that's why they can sequester so much more CO2, and why, you know, a small planting of bamboo can have a dramatic effect on global warming, for instance. I mean, it can produce, you know, about 10 times the biomass, for instance, than, say, a similar stand of trees. So you're actually planting, utilizing less land to get more growth and therefore have a bigger impact on, for instance, CO2 and releasing more oxygen. So it's a really efficient group of plants, and also big and fast. So it lends itself very well to being able to be a good scrubber.
Mm. So, can we just plant bamboo all over the place and solve some of our global, what kind of dent can it make in terms of some of the problems that we're having with global warming right now?
Well, because you use less land to get that much more biomass. I mean, you literally have to plant a fraction of what you would, for instance, in trees. We want to plant as many trees as possible as well, but you could. There are literally 1,200 species of bamboo. Not all of them are big, and not all of them, you know, have that ability to scrub like some of these big, giant, commercially valuable species, but certainly these could be planted in just about, you know, every country. We could certainly utilize them just for, you know, CO2 mitigation, but at the same time, they're totally sustainable, so you can harvest them. It's not like, this isn't like cutting a tree down. Basically, it's like mowing your lawn, so you cut these and they come back. So you're never really, you know, deforesting this planting. And so it's constantly having not only a positive impact on the environment, but if you look at what it's doing, it could do from an economic development perspective, you can be utilizing it for multiplicity of industries where it's planted at the same time.
Yeah, and I actually can attest to that. We have actually a big bamboo tree out of bamboo planting at our house. And we said, you know, we're a little bit afraid of the bamboo growing at a certain height. And the gardener just buzzed it all down. And I was like, what? I was like, I don't think this is going to go back. And literally in a matter, it not only grew back, but it grew back thicker and more dense. Was that my imagination, or is that what happened?
No, actually, it's fascinating that you should bring that up, because it is actually known that the more you harvest this group of plants, the more they give you. It's sort of like it's an amazing annuity. But they really do respond to being thinned or harvested, and in the case of, you know, the potential domestic opportunity here in the U.S., I mean, the idea that we could be harvesting and harvesting and harvesting a resource over and over and over again without having the image of a clear cut or stumps in the field is pretty remarkable and beginning to be quite compelling.
Yeah, and then is it only certain species that actually is so efficient in terms of its carbon dioxide consumption and oxygen production, or are all of the bamboo species out there? It's because you're saying it's because it's so big that's why it's actually so good at converting.
I mean everything, all plants are good. You know, they just because of the cycle that they use to grow can sequester CO2 and release oxygen. But it absolutely is because these are the big giants of the bamboo world, and the fastest growing plants in the world. And that's what makes them such a compelling opportunity for that.
Okay, so here's the thing about bamboo. I used to work at a mediation center, and I would have neighbors arguing about bamboo all the time because it's so pervasive. So, and from what I read on your website, not all bamboo is pervasive like that. I was surprised about that.
Yeah, I mean, again, pretty misunderstood. There are two types of bamboos. There are running bamboos, clumping, and then clumping bamboos. And, you know, to confuse the listener more, not all, quote, clumping bamboos stay put. They can sometimes run, and not all running bamboos run. So a lot of what we see, in, especially in the United States, for instance, is we've all used relatively small-sized bamboos as a privacy screen in our backyards, usually some unknown green bamboo that runs and will typically creep across the property line or and that even though they are moving, they're, what's not well understood is these plants are really shallow rooted, and this may be more detailed than we need, but and therefore they're easy to dig. We can, you know, you can wipe a bamboo out pretty quickly if it's managed correctly. A lot of people in their yards have used barrier, and that forces a sort of a shallow rooted plant to go really deep, and that can cause some additional problems. But the plants that we're talking about for U.S. forestry, for instance, are giants, and while they're technically considered to be, quote, running bamboos, they really literally don't move, and we've got some remarkable examples of that. We've got several hundred-year-old groves here in the United States of some of the commercially valuable stuff, although most people have never seen them because they're you know, not well known. But we have aerial photographs for almost, you know, 70 of those 100 years showing these big giants were sitting exactly where they were 100 years ago without much movement. So
that's fascinating.
I mean, it's just, but most people don't even, you know, until you see one of these big giant stands, you really, you're probably not pretty very familiar with this type of bamboo. But
yes, and you know what? We have to wrap it up. We're going to talk more about bamboo, so don't worry. We're going to know more about bamboo in the next hour than you ever thought you'd know about bamboo. Thank you so much on educating us, Jackie, about bamboo. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back as we learn more about bamboo.